Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. Stay up to date by following Devin on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or downloading wherever you listen to podcasts. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. Busy, crazy week in Washington. I wanted to bring on someone who actually knows about the budget shortfalls, and this $2 trillion so-called COVID bill, which is actually just a slush fund. His name is Jason Smith. He's a congressman from the great state of Missouri, possibly a Senate candidate, but we won't break any news on my podcast, Jason. We won't do that. But he's also an ag guy like me, comes from an agricultural district. Jason, welcome to the podcast. I really appreciate you doing this.
Evan, it's great to be with you, sir. Looking forward to the conversation.
Well, first of all, I just want to walk people through what's the size of the budget and what has basically been the deficit, not counting all the COVID spending. Like, let's just pretend COVID never happened. How much money would we be spending a year, and what would be that deficit in rough numbers?
Well, first, our debt is roughly close to $28 trillion. Our spending on a typical year is just over $3 trillion, typically, but you're looking at deficits that's roughly $1 trillion a year. But whenever you add the extra, you know, stimulus packages, for example, just in the last 26 months under Speaker Pelosi, we have, with counting this bailout bill that's going to be on the floor today and tomorrow, you're seeing an additional $9 trillion to the national debt in 26 months under Speaker Pelosi. That's crazy.
And that's incredible. And, you know, so people know, we did pass it was a bipartisan bill. Nearly every Republican and Democrat voted for it. President Trump at the time signed it into law. That was roughly $2 trillion that went directly in to save the economy as we all, you know, locked everything down, everything closed. We wanted to make sure that people could stay employed and jobs could stay available. This bill, however, Jason, and I've described it as just, it's basically a slush fund. I'm also old enough to remember, Jason, I don't think you were in Congress yet, but this is the same play that Obama ran back in 2009, where he came in and said, oh, the Republicans have destroyed the economy, George W. Bush, blah, blah, blah. I need $800 billion to save the economy, to save your jobs. Now, of course, that was just a slush fund. The money didn't do anything. It went to essentially groups that support Democrats, socialist Democrats, or it went for crazy ideas like the Solyndra Battery Company. It's probably how you got into politics, I would guess. You were kind of a Tea Party guy. So this is now where we are today. This is the same exact play that's being called by the same exact people because, look, I'm sorry, I won't put you on the nose, but Biden doesn't even do press conferences. So we don't even know what Biden's really thinking. I mean, yesterday he seems like he had trouble remembering who the Secretary of Defense was. But look, we won't go there. The bottom line, Jason, is kind of walk us through the slush fund. How much is going to COVID and where's the rest of the money going?
Well, let's put it this way. There's still over $1 trillion from the five prior COVID bipartisan packages that has not been spent. So there's already $1 trillion out there. They're looking for another $1.9 trillion, which if this passes and gets put on the president's desk, it will be the largest single spending package ever that's passed Congress, the largest ever. You've heard President Biden and a lot of folks say that we need to go much bigger than what we did in 2009, 2010. Well, they're doing it. And yeah. Less than 9% of this entire package is used for healthcare spending. That's to crush the virus, put shots in people's arms, less than 9%. But there is a ton of money, in fact, over $500 billion, that's directly to reward their political buddies, to state and local governments, for states that have locked down their cities, their counties, that has crushed hundreds of thousands of small businesses that have shuttered their doors because of these policies. They're giving them additional money as in reward. In fact, they changed the funding formula, Devin, than the prior packages to help reward states that elected Joe Biden and punish states that did not. It's crazy. You look at stimulus checks going to prisoners, stimulus checks going to illegal immigrants. It is definitely the wrong plan at the wrong time for all the wrong reasons.
They were able to get the Pelosi special tunnel for the tech oligarchs that ran from San Jose to San Francisco. Of course, the fake news media, I laughed, blamed myself and Kevin McCarthy that we're the reason that this got pulled out. And it's like, yeah, you fools, we're from California. You don't need billions of dollars that come from my district in California and from other districts around the country to build yourself a private little tunnel for all your tech oligarch buddies while the homeless people and syringes and nastiness are all over the streets of San Francisco and San Jose. I'm sorry. So fake news, if you're listening to this, it got stripped out, thankfully, by the Senate, because I'm sorry, other people can pay for this, not U.S. taxpayers. That's for sure. And Jason, we're still left, so you may not know this, we're still left with the high-speed rail boondoggle that's about 100 miles long. Of it, I think we've dropped over $10 billion so far. And it's the 100 miles, I think they have most of the land acquired now. But in most places, it actually looks like you're walking through the Greek ruins or, you know, parts of old Roman ruins where you have these massive 40-foot tall cement structures that are sitting out there. So there's no plan for a train, no station, no nothing. And that is a remnant of the 2009 Obama stimulus bill that was actually used as a bribe to buy off members of Congress that wanted the high-speed rail in California. And it was used to get their votes for Obamacare, believe it or not.
Well, so, Devin, like if you talk about just the money in this, only roughly 5% of the money that's going to schools within this package will actually be spent this year. And the rest of it will be spent over a decade. And if you look at taking out the stimulus checks, nearly 50% of all the money in this package won't be spent until fiscal year 22 and thereafter. It's not imminent. It's not needed right now. It's to help reward their friends and buddies throughout a period of time. And I'll tell you, Devin, I agree. It's about as bad as it can get whenever you're looking at what they're trying to do.
Jason, I'm glad you reminded me of this because I have a new face mask that you can see there. Oh, it's upside down. Sorry. I'm not the television guy. So for those of you that are watching on Rumble, you can see it. But for those of you who are listening on audio, it says open schools now, follow the science, not the unions. And that's to Jason's point. So we're going to wear this face mask in the House of Representatives today. And I know all of you are going to attack me. Why are you wearing a face mask? I understand this face mask isn't doing anything. But like most of the other face masks, I always tell people, if you want to wear a face mask, great. Wear an N95 mask. Make sure it's fresh, new, that your hands are washed and it's clean. You put it on and you never touch it. That's the right way to wear a mask. I'm not making that up. That's what the CDC says. But pretty much Pelosi goes around with these designer masks on. So we developed these designer masks that we're going to wear today on the floor. I don't know if you have one too, Jason, but we're supposed to wear those.
It's great. And you know what the viewers and listeners may not know. If we don't wear them on the House floor, we're fined. Speaker Pelosi put a resolution, we're fined $3,000, $2,500, something like that.
And we're fined $5,000 if we don't go through the magnetometers to check for the guns.
Yeah. So, to make sure that we don't hurt one another.
Right. But then on the other side of the Capitol in the U.S. Senate, they don't wear masks over there where the average age is, 500 years old. Jason, you're going to bring that down. If you end up running for the Senate, you're going to bring that age down because you've obviously you're a rising star in the Republican Party. I don't know. What are you now? 35, 38? I don't know.
Oh, man, I wish. I turned the big 4-0 this year. So I'm getting in a different decade.
Well, happy birthday to you and happy 40th. And we'll whatever you need. If you do end up running for the Senate, I'm sure that you will do well. And if I can be helpful, just let me know. Do you have any closing thoughts for our audience today?
Just be mindful of what you're hearing out there. These folks are going to try to say this is a COVID relief bill, but it is nothing but a piece of legislation that is a slush fund, like you said, Devin, of $2 trillion added to the trillion that they already have, $3 trillion, to help reward their friends and their allies and basically punish people who have not supported them. So it's the wrong plan at the wrong time for all the wrong reasons. I will say, if you just look at the recent congressional budget score, the CBO, they said without one additional dollar of stimulus, Without one additional dollar of stimulus, we would see the highest GDP later in this year in 15 years. 15 years, and unemployment would continue to go down. But that doesn't matter. They just want to have all this extra money to help reward their buddies.
Jason Smith, everybody, the top Republican on the Budget Committee and possible candidate for the United States Senate. Jason, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks a lot, everybody. You can catch it on Rumble or catch the podcast on iTunes. We appreciate the audience. And obviously, you know how to get a hold of me if you want to have any other guests on. Send me an email. It's Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next time.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams. It whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we kept our American faith. We're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.